looking car. But if you need one, you need one. So what do you do? Head to locally owned and operated AD Lift Truck for forklift sales, service, rentals, and parts. In fact, during the AD Lift Truck open house on Friday, November 1st from 11 to 1, you can see the forklifts and meet the manufacturers, enjoy a free lunch, and possibly even win a door prize. See the new line of heli forklifts and more at AD Lift Truck, 5434 Natural Bridge Avenue in St. Louis. For more, go to adlifttruck.com.
Are you tired of chasing double-digit returns at the expense of security and peace of mind?
Give Heise Advisory Group a call right now. Let us put your vision, goals, and dreams into a plan that will provide a proven and worry-free retirement. Don't wait for the next market downturn.
Call now, 314-909-1116. That's 314-909-1116. Heise Advisory Group. Financial security in any economy.
They're probably watching me. Well, let them. Let them see what kind of a person I am. I'm not even going to swat that fly. I hope they are watching. They'll see. They'll see and they'll know. And they'll say, why, she wouldn't even harm a fly.
Hobgoblin. With the goblin.
Goblin.
The goblin girl from the mystery world.
Isn't this Dirty, the Goblin Girl? Isn't that a reference to something?
It might be.
She's a goblin.
She's black and green, cause it's Halloween.
Norman on Kazoo.
Nah, Norman sounds better than that.
Is the way she dressed.
Well, there's been some bad stuff produced, hasn't there? For Halloween. Man, oh man. I know my daughter, who's probably listening on the KTRS app, wants to hear a couple of things. She wants to hear Pumpkinhead Harvey, and we're going to get to that. In fact, I'll just get to it now. Now, the history, we'll take a couple of calls, and let me talk to her. The screen says Itchard, but I'm assuming that's probably Richard. Dan's way of writing it is Itchard. Who'd name a kid Itchard? Let's say it's Richard. Richard, are you there?
Yeah, Frank, it's Richard.
That's what I thought.
AM and the PM.
Thank you, Richard.
I have a little story to tell you about egg throwing one time.
All right.
A friend of mine went to, it was Dentendorf at the time. This goes back about 60 years ago.
Yeah.
And we went to, picked up a dozen eggs, and we were going to split them. And as we're walking across the street to go into a subdivision, we're standing there right in the middle of the street dividing the eggs up. And I look up and I say, Frank, watch out for the car. And as I said that, it hits him, but very slightly. And all the eggs in his pocket break up. And he gets up, and he starts running to his house. And we get down to the bottom of the hill, and I said, Frank, watch out for the chain. And as I said that, he did a flip right over the chain.
Wow.
And he ran home, and he was just soaked with eggs, and it's all over his pants and everything.
Well, see, that's God's way of telling you don't throw eggs at people.
Yeah. It was funny at the time.
I've never thrown an egg at anybody. I don't get it, I guess.
As it happened, we didn't get to throw the eggs.
No, because they were broken.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, well, see, karma. That's again.
It must have been.
That's all right. All right. Well, thank you, Itchard. I appreciate the story.
Okay.
All right. Let me get Ken in here, and then we'll get to Pumpkinhead Harvey. Kitties, I know you're anxious. It's coming. Hello, Ken.
Hey, Frank. Even to you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, I got a question for you. See if you'd do me a favor. It's my birthday today. I'd kind of like to hear that public service announcement about the Cherokee Hair personal hygiene products. I think that really would be helpful with all these costumes people wear nowadays and these gals. Loose-fitting clothes, they might need something a little help them out, this evening when they're trick-or-treating the older ladies.
Well, Ken, you've brought up something that's a little sensitive maybe to some people, but I think what you suggested is actually very considerate, and I don't think in any way gross or disgusting, because A lot of young girls may go out trick-or-treating tonight, and that time hits them.
And
they need to be prepared. Well, let's say you're in a white sheet ghost costume.
Oh, yeah.
What a horribly embarrassing evening that could be. And you want the ultimate protection. And I'm
you
so
care
glad.
About the environment. You want it to be all natural.
That's right, Peon. Peon's got a point, and it is an all-natural product. And, Ken, I'm so glad you mentioned that. It's the kind of thing nobody else would talk about. I guarantee you Charlie Brennan's not going to tell young girls what kind of tampons they should use tonight. That's not going to be part of their programming, but it is here. Ken, as soon as you hang up, we will share that message with people.
It's been a pleasure speaking with you.
You too, Ken. For those who don't know, we, as you probably, if you've listened any time at all, can tell, we're very environmentally conscious, very politically correct, and we care about the earth, and we care about people. And let's say you've got a daughter, or let's say you as a young mom are out there tonight. Maybe you're participating with your kids. You've got on some kind of white costume, and that dreaded caller comes calling, that monthly visitor. Mm. What do you do? Well, let's do... Why don't you do what we'd hope you'd do and support this advertiser?
Mom, do you ever have those heavy flow days?
Oh, absolutely, sweetheart. Everybody does.
Mom, remember the movie The Shining where the elevator doors are opening up and all...
Oh, honey, what you need is a more absorbent tampon.
Like what?
Well, what's the most absorbent thing in the world?
Oh, Cherokee hair, I guess. Have to do with me?
Because now there's new all-natural Cherokee hair tampons. A cotton tampon can only hold so much liquid. Other tampons also come up short, but Cherokee hair has been known for ages to be strong and powerful. Each tampon is hand-woven from over 200 strands of Cherokee hair and then bound together by these decorative native beads.
You were right, Mom. All-natural Cherokee hair tampons really did the trick.
And when you're done using them, they make a great toy for Jesse. Go get it, boy.
Let the wonders and the mysteries of our people, like, change the way you think about tampons.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man.
I applaud any company that goes to those lengths to protect the environment.
It's so informative.
Yeah. It is informative. You can't hear it without learning.
No.
And the more we learn, the better off we are. The Pumpkinhead Harvey story. A guy named Dennis Morgan. I think we were at Kix, Dan.
Yes, we were.
Guy comes in from Nashville, Tennessee. I guess his agent or somebody calls. And he actually, the first time we played it, he was in the studio. And he brought Pumpkinhead Harvey in with him. Do you remember that?
He was in a
box.
Yeah.
And Dennis Morgan...
The actual Pumpkinhead Harvey?
Yes. He had Pumpkinhead Harvey in a box. Yes, yeah. Way. We've met Pumpkinhead Harvey.
That's right.
But you have to lock him up in a box, or my goodness, he could eat you or something. And if I remember, I don't remember. Yeah, I think Dennis Morgan actually does the vocals on the song. He produced, he wrote down in Nashville. You can still, if you want it, get Pumpkinhead Harvey on iTunes or go to YouTube. But kiddies, we know what you've been waiting for. It's only once a year. Here we go. We're the only station where you're going to get this Pumpkinhead Harvey.
Hi, kids. It's Pumpkinhead Harvey.
Pumpkinhead Harvey, Pumpkinhead Harvey.
Good day.
He comes alive when it's Halloween time. Pumpkinhead Harvey, Pumpkinhead Harvey.
Good day.
He sends a shiver out of your spine. Look in the sky, it's a big yellow moon. Halloween time is coming soon. It's the season of the goblins and the witches on brooms.
And Pumpkinhead Harvey.
From the cold, dark ground, Pumpkinhead resurrects. He's grouchy and scary and hungry as heck. You better check the bushes by the neighbor's doorstep and watch out
for Pumpkinhead Harvey.
Pumpkinhead Harvey, Pumpkinhead Harvey. He comes alive when it's Halloween time. Pumpkinhead Harvey, Pumpkinhead Harvey. He sends a shiver right up your spine. He's got fire in his eyes and sharp, jagged teeth. And kids, do you know what he likes to eat? They say his favorite thing is children who trick or treat.
Yes, Pumpkinhead Harvey.
I heard a story once, not to cause you no fear, but old Pumpkinhead snapped at a kid who got too near, and it turned him bright orange from his toes to his ears.
It's the curse of Pumpkinhead Harvey. Ha, ha.
Pumpkinhead Harvey, Pumpkinhead Harvey. He comes alive when it's Halloween time. Pumpkinhead Harvey, Pumpkinhead Harvey. He sends a shiver right up your spine. Well, he likes kids dressed in funny old hats. Pirates and cowboys and black cape bats. White cheaty ghosts and Dracula masks. You can't hide from Pumpkinhead Harvey.
No way. No
ones
way.
Who wear fake noses and goblin gowns. With big waxy teeth that stick way out. Monkey suits, army boots, and Baskerville hounds. He loves them all, Pumpkinhead Harvey.
Oh, yes.
Pumpkinhead Harvey, Pumpkinhead Harvey. He comes alive when it's Halloween time. Pumpkinhead Harvey, Pumpkinhead Harvey. He sends a shiver right up your spine. So if you gotta go out trick-or-treating tonight, don't get too close or he'll take a bite. Remember, he's got a big appetite, and he's waiting out there for you. But hey, don't worry if you keep your mouth shut tight. I'll tell you a secret that'll save your life. It's only kids who eat candy that he likes.
All the ones who don't go free. Don't eat any candy, kids.
No, don't eat.
Pumpkinhead Harvey, Pumpkinhead Harvey. He comes alive when it's Halloween time. Pumpkinhead Harvey, Pumpkinhead Harvey. He sends a shiver down your spine.
Oh, oh, go on, eat some candy. I dare ya. You taste so sweet after you eat candy. Go on, I dare ya. Come over here. Come here! I dare you to eat some candy!
Hey, Daddy! Where does Pumpkinhead go when Halloween passes by? Does he just disappear?
Peel?
Does he die?
Well, I don't know, Junior. Oh, look, have another piece of pumpkin pie. Forget about Pumpkinhead, Harvey.
Easier said than done.
Now, there's a St. Louis radio connection to that recording. You heard Dennis Morgan singing, you know, mm-hmm. he likes to do it again. But when you hear that, oh, the rest go free, that's Ann Keefe.
Really?
Yeah, wow. The great Ann Keefe. Yeah, used to be on the radio in St. Louis. That's her voice. I believe. I'm not sure, but I think it is. There you have it, Dennis Morgan. Pumpkinhead Harvey, if you want to play it for you. You know, what's interesting to me about Halloween is, and I, unlike McGraw, who absolutely hates it. I mean, he's made that clear. He thinks it ought to be done away with. I don't have a problem with Halloween. In fact, for some weird reason, as I get older, I actually kind of like it now. And I don't even have any little kids, but I like it. I'm just surprised that, here, let me say this too. If we don't keep things like Halloween around, we're going to get to a point where we don't have any occasion where kids go out and mingle or be with other kids. It's all the Facebook, social media, Twitter, texting. You know, let's leave it like it always has been. You thank goodness at least you can't text for your candy or tweet for. You got to go face to face with somebody and knock on a door. And I think that's fine, and I think it's a good excuse for kids to get to dress up. And I'm glad that it really doesn't matter. It's not really anything that's designed to make any kids inferior. You can just go as a simple hobo. The costume can cost next to nothing. Or you can make it real elaborate, whatever. And everybody gets to see everybody else's costumes, and it's kind of a contest to see who can get the most candy. I don't see that it's a big deal at all, but I know he hates it, and he has every right to hate it if he wants to. But I also think a lot of it has to do with he doesn't have kids. And I think if you don't have kids, you know those old people that are always the crotchety ones in the neighborhood? They never had any kids. They hate kids. They don't want any kids. I mean, anything that has anything to do with kids, they don't want anything to do
and
with.
And they don't have their porch lights on Halloween.
Now, I will tell you something that I haven't mellowed about. And the good news is it's rare. And the only places you're exposed to it, I think, are nursing homes and places like that. And that's Christmas carolers. Do not come to my house and carol. I can't stand that, you know. Ding dong, you open the door. Ding the bells, ding Christmas bells, ding the bells. No, go away.
That's where you draw the line.
Yeah, I don't want to have anything to do with that. And some of them even hold candles and stuff. I get it. I think, no thank you. I don't want it. Look, here's how crazy at one time I was about a girl. She lived in Belleville. And when you're dating, you'll do stuff and act like you like it that you can't stand to do. I'll give you two examples. I went to midnight mass with her. I'm not Catholic. But I went, well, I want you to go with me and my family to midnight mass. Oh, they would love that if you went with us. Okay, because I'm thinking maybe I'll get some breast heal or something if I do this later. We'll go parking or something. That's all you. That's and I'm just being honest. That's all you're thinking. That's your ultimate goal is making out, maybe get a feel. So we go to this midnight mass, and I don't think I could have been more miserable. I didn't know what was going on. I don't know about mass. I don't know that they get up and do the Latin thing, and they stand up and they sit down. They stand up and they sit down. They stand up and they sit down.
And you kneel too.
Yeah, stand you kneel. Up, kneel yeah, sit. And I don't know, but I did it, and it's the same girl that I did this with. She said, some friends and I are going to go out, and my mother is a volunteer at the something-something nursing home, whatever, and we're going caroling. And I said, okay. I even acted like, oh, yeah, that sounds great. And then I wanted to just vomit. So we did. It's the only time I've ever been caroling. And they were, you know, standards. So you knew them. And if you didn't know a few words, you could fake your way through it. Joy to the world. Yeah, but you had books and the whole thing. Oh, my goodness. I can't even believe I ever did that. But you go to great lengths if you're a guy to get something. Even if it's just a little making out or whatever. I'm not talking about the ultimate dirty deed. I'm just saying you want to spend time with her. So you'll do whatever you have to do, and you'll act like you like things you don't like. And the holidays, that's the best time to score points. You know, go to that party, get a costume, whether you want to or not. Go caroling, go to Matt, whatever. Just do it. Holidays, good cold weather makeout time. Here's another suggestion. If you have a girlfriend, and you're especially if you're in high school, and you get a chance to go on a hayride, some of the best making out ever was on a hayride because it's dark, you're in a wagon, there's a bunch of straw and stuff, blankets everywhere. It's the best. It's the absolute best. I remember a girl on a hayride, girls do things to give you signals, like green light signals. For example, back when everybody knew what a drive-in a movie theater was, if you asked a girl to go to the drive-in, she said, sure, I'd love to. What she really said was, yeah, I'll make out with you, because that's what you go to the drive-in for. You're not going to see the movie. You notice they never go, what's playing?
Yeah.
They don't ask that, because they know you want to make out. So if she says, yeah, we'll go to the drive-in, boom, you're in. You go to the drive-in. I believe a hayride's the same way, and when she showed up at the hayride, she had on a very loose-fitting sweatshirt, so loose-fitting that it was real easy to kind of, you know, like work your hand up over there. Green light. That's all I'm saying. So, gentlemen, young men, things to kind of watch out for. Signs.
Well, that, did you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I reached under. But I did not hook anything. I don't know what base you call that, if that's first base or not. But, yeah, I reached under and got it.
That's over, second, I think.
An over-the-bra cup feel, which I got to tell you was great. I mean,
that's like a ground rule double, I think.
It is. When you're 16 or 17 and you get even that, I mean, you're on a high for like a week.
Yeah.
You can't come down from it. So literally, you can't come down, if you know what I mean.
You can dock a boat.
Yeah, you could. And so that's just a couple of little pieces of it. Oh, and the other thing is being at a girlfriend's house for Christmas, there's something magical about it. I thoroughly enjoyed. There were only two girls that I was remember being in their homes at Christmas. One, her dad worked for Sticks, Bear, and Fuller. You old-timers will know what that was. Sticks, Bear, and Fuller, the store that does more for you.
Oh, thank you.
And while we're at it, famous, famous bar.
Yeah, but if you were there at the girl's house during the holidays, it was like you were in.
You, yeah,
like,
that's right. Yeah, that's right. It means her mom likes you. Yeah. Her dad at least sort of liked you, or you wouldn't tolerate be allowed in you. The house. Because you are now, you've broken through into what is usually a very much a family time, mm-hmm. you know, Christmas. And you're in. You're in. You got in. You got your foot in the door. It's first base night. So that was, and then my, the girl that I actually ended up marrying, who's my wife now, it's almost like other people's houses are just neater places to be than your own. Does that make sense?
Yes.
It's like
oh yeah,
you feel like, wow, they have a cool Christmas at their house. We don't have this. And we didn't have a fireplace. My wife's parents had a fireplace. Now they had a little teeny weeny house. This thing was a tiny house, like a 1200 square foot house, but it had a fireplace.
And they also have like different traditions that things that they do and
yes
stuff.
That you
and
don't like, do yeah. in your house. Yeah. And you think, oh man, what a cool family you got. And they had real nuts with a nutcracker.
Oh.
Remember that bowl with all those tools in it?
Yep.
It had a cracker and it had those picks. Oh, they had all that real stuff.
It was
What?
It was a lot of work.
It was a lot of work, but it was fun, and it made Christmas fun. And they had something else we didn't have, big stereo console, that big piece of furniture that was a combination TV, record player. There was a section to stack albums in it, and it had a big old analog radio dial. So it's an AM/FM radio, a turntable, and a television all in one cabinet. We didn't have that. So you get that going with some good Johnny Mathis music. You get a fire going. Go and start cracking some nuts, not mine, but the ones in the bowl, and the fire, and you got yourself the makings of a good makeout night, and you don't want to leave and go back to your dull and boring house, which is kind of how I felt about my house, because we just didn't know how to do Christmas. We didn't, because my parents were so strict about no alcohol, so there was no eggnog. Nobody broke out and had a highball. It just wasn't normal. It was that Southern Protestant, everything you do is going to send you to hell kind of upbringing. And if you did anything, you sat around and sang Silent Night or something with somebody playing a bad church-type piano in the house, and you went to bed and Santa Claus left stuff. And all the other was missing. And I enjoyed being exposed to, you know, the girlfriend's parents' way of doing things. But Dan's right. When you're allowed in there at about Christmas, it sort of says, you made it. You made it, not just with her. And for guys, mom is easy. I mean, 9 out of 10 times, mom's going to like you. It's real easy. All you got to do is say, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. Take her a flower or something. Compliment her. Boom, you're in. I love that boy you're dating.
Mm-hmm.
He's so nice and polite. Daddy, different story. You got to work a different angle with daddy. So there you go. There are my tips on dating for the holidays. The other thing that we'll do when we come back after break, when my kids were little, they come home from time to time, and Dan knows this, Peon, sorry to leave you out, but you don't have any kids, and they'll come home with a project, and you call it helping them, but you end up doing it.
Yes.
Especially those science fair things. You end up doing the whole thing. Now, sometimes they come home with a writing assignment. And many, many, many years ago, my second son, who's 30 now, came home and he said, Dad, we're supposed to go back tomorrow with a Halloween poem. Write a poem. And I said, well, okay, then write a poem. He says, I want you to help me. And I said, well, will the teacher let me help you? Because it's going to be obvious probably you didn't write this. He said, no, the teacher even said, get your parents to work on it with you, and they don't really care how much of it you do. Well, I ended up doing like 98% of it. And for whatever reason, we've kept a copy of it all these years, and my kids, for some reason, think this is the greatest thing. So I will share with you and read with you the Halloween poem that we wrote called Oh, What Could It Be? Only do it every year in Halloween. I'll do it because, and it's a little selfish, but I know my daughter's listening, and my boys may be listening because they know it's Halloween, and they know what's coming. Oh, what could it be? And it just brings back great memories of my son getting an A plus.
Whoa!
On the assignment.
I mean, you got an A plus.
Essentially, yes, I did. Got an A plus. But first, a word from one of our sponsors. If you go to the window tonight, and you go to look out the window to see down the street if trick-or-treaters are coming, and you can't see out of it because it's all foggy and ruined, and it might be time to call Window World, because with windows, you're supposed to be able to see through them. They're glass. The other thing that might be a sign it's time is if you go up to the window and you feel, as these nights get colder, cold air coming in from around the window that shouldn't be coming in there. You should not feel any of the air outside, inside the house. That's a sign. Window World time. Time to go and talk to the people who have the largest selling replacement window in the United States, Window World. The other thing you should know about Window World is that the Window World offices in the St. Louis area, and there's one in Illinois and one in Missouri, is they're owned and operated locally by a couple of people who live right here in the neighborhood. Jim and John are both areas of the residents of the St. Louis area. So you're doing business locally, but you've got the strength and the clout of a nationally recognized company that makes a great window that nobody else has found a way to touch. In the 10-plus years they've been around, nobody, and people have tried, has figured out how to put out a window like this for this money. They either have to cut quality, they have to not have a lifetime warranty, they certainly don't have the good housekeeping seal of approval, or they got to give you a stiffer price. They can't do it. Now, how Window World has done it, I don't know, but they have. It's Window World. And all you have to do, and get online and do some checking. Check them out. Go to, J.D. Power and see what they have to say. Just see what's out there in terms of forums and chats about Window World. What you're going to find is all the reasons that it's the largest selling replacement window in the country. If you want to know more, and as we come toward the end of 2013, please jump in there and take advantage of the 2013 tax credit. 10% of your purchase up to $500. Why not? $500 coming to you, up to $500. Grab it. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com or 314-993-1800, Window World.
Time to look at traffic, see how things are rolling on this Halloween. Here's Tim Weiland.
You really don't want to look at traffic. Man, I'll tell you, the rain has moved back in, and it is a mess out there. All right, first of all, we've got a crash on northbound 55 before Highway M that had a lane blocked, and you're backing up pretty much before that. And then on southbound 55 between Z and A, you've got a crash there. Southbound 55 is slow from the Poplar Street Bridge through Potomac. You're going to find some slow pockets from Bayless through Lindbergh. Westbound 44 from Big Bend through 270, ramping on to southbound 270, and then all lanes slow from 270 through Bowles. Westbound 40, it is stop and go from Grand out through Mason. You're slow again from Boone's Crossing to the Boone Bridge. Eastbound 40, Clarkson through Mason. Southbound 170, solid between Page and 40. Northbound 170 from the Rock Road up through 270. Southbound 270 is stop and go from north of Dorset through Doherty Ferry, and eastbound 270 from McDonald through Washington Elizabeth. This traffic report is brought to you by Coca-Cola and the Walmart Deli. Get an effortless meal from Walmart with a 2-liter Coke, 29-ounce market-side rotisserie chicken, and 2-pound potato salad for $10.50 or less. Tax, deposit, CRV not included. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, Kelly Jackson here. You may know my face from Channel 5, but now you'll get to know my voice on KCRS. I'm joining McGraw Live in the morning. I'll essentially be updating you with news and information, but I have a feeling it'll be more than that, since I'll apparently be the only adult in the room. This could get interesting, so check out McGraw Live in the morning, weekday mornings from 6 till 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Are you suffering with your dentures? Are you suffering from not being able to eat what you want? Well, we have a solution. Dr. Bowen and Bowen Dental Care. He is fully certified, trained, and an expert in dental implants. He can take your existing dentures and turn them into new implants, and you'll be able to eat anything you want. The results are truly amazing. He can take your existing dentures, or he can start fresh. Either way, people are able to eat corn on the cob, they're able to eat their favorite steak, and they're actually able to enjoy their life again. Dental implants is the way to go, and you want to go with somebody you can trust. And you can trust Dr. Bowen. He's been an expert in this for years. Dr. Bowen and Bowen Dental Care in Florissant, 314-921-3500. Even if you're looking for a second opinion, call Dr. Bowen. He'll be happy to give you a free consultation. Dr. Bowen and dental implants for your existing dentures or from scratch. Dr. Bowen Dental Care or BowenDentalCare.com.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't just sell batteries. Oh, no. We test them for you free. Need a new one? No problem. Because only Advance Auto Parts carries Autocraft Gold batteries. Autocraft Gold is designed with power frame technology, engineered to give you longer battery life. Plus, at Advance Auto Parts, we'll install your new battery for you free. Only at Advance Auto Parts.
Advance Auto Parts.
With purchase, most vehicles, most locations. See store for details.
Hey, moms and dads, the kids are back to school, so now you can concentrate on getting your outdated kitchen ready for the upcoming holidays. Don't you dare go through another cooking season using that old, unreliable stove. Instead, check out the beautiful GE stoves that Appliance Discounters has to offer at drastically discounted prices. In need of a new dishwasher? Let our staff show you the great features offered on GE dishwashers, and of course, they will be at the lowest price in town. Stop by Webster Grove, St. Charles, Arnold, Baldwin, or shop us online at TheAppliancedIscounters.com.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Calling all makeup lovers. Bare Minerals Foundation just won its 9th Glammy Award for Best Foundation. And to celebrate, we're offering risk-free trials to all women nationwide. That's right. Every woman who calls right now can get a full-size risk-free trial of our number one selling foundation. For yours, call 1-800-700-4781. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. Glamour magazine calls this foundation a magic eraser. Allure, InStyle, and Elle rave about how it's naturally radiant and good for you. Makeup so pure, you can sleep in it. And clinically proven to promote clearer, healthier looking skin for all skin types. Join the millions who've already tried Bare Minerals and fallen in love with their skin again. Call now to find out how you can participate in our nationwide risk-free trial and see for yourself. Plus, we'll send you a free 5-piece makeup set, our gift to you. Hurry, you don't want to miss this exclusive radio-only offer. 1-800-700-4781. 1-800-700-4781.
In life, you seldom get the chance for a do-over, but that's not true when it comes to your supplemental coverage to Medicare. Imagine having a plan where you can keep your own doctor, have your gym membership paid for, and pay no additional premiums over your Medicare Part B. That's called Medicare Advantage. This is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. Take advantage of your opportunity today. Call me at 314-863-0008 for a free Medicare comparison. 314-863-0008.
Do you know somebody suffering from alcohol or drug dependency? Maybe you are. Maybe you failed numerous times at a rehab facility. Now it's time to try something totally different. I'm talking about my friends at ARCA, the Assisted Recovery Centers of America. They use a drug that you've probably never heard of. It's called naltrexone, and it's a non-addictive anti-craving medication. Let me say that again. It will block the cravings, and it is non-addictive. So therefore, you can be treated at ARCA and go back to work within 24 to 48 hours. It's a miracle drug, and people don't know about it, and people won't tell you about it. Unless you hear it from here or hear it from ARCA, you might not know about it. ARCA, 314-645-6840. The people who have gone through the treatment say it is amazing. Call and ask ARCA about naltrexone. 314-645-6840 to find out more. ArcaMidwest.com. But you've tried the others. Now try ARCA. 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com.
Hurry into Sears Auto Center for great deals on America's most trusted battery, DieHard. Plus, take advantage of a free battery check at Sears Auto Center. See store for details.
Hi, this is Chris Dysart. Tune into my new show, Law Talk Live, Sundays at 3 p.m. We'll talk about protecting your legal rights in an uncertain world. That's Law Talk Live with Chris Dysart, Sundays at 3 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Alfred Hitchcock, and this is Music to be Murdered By.
Murdered. To be murdered by.
Murdered by.
murdered. I think I'm starting to really get into this Halloween thing. Maybe more than ever.
So, you gonna go out tonight then?
No, I'm not getting into it that much. No.
You gonna dress up?
No, I've never been. I've never been to a Halloween party in my life.
Really?
Never, never in my life. I don't do. I'm not a party guy. When you have kids, and I can sit here and tell you that I'm some kind of have any kind of degree in raising children or anything, or that I've got any books out. I don't, but I do know one thing. And I've said this before. For all of my life that I think has been wasted, and for all the success I think I could have had that I haven't had, and all the, you know, I could sit around and make a longer list probably of things I should have done and didn't, than did do. But I've said before, there are lots of people who, on their deathbeds, well, say, boy, if I had to do all over again, I'd spend more time with my kids. I'll never have to say that. I'll never have to say that. One of the reasons that I guess I wasn't more successful was that I refused to work weekends and holidays once I had kids. And we went on vacations, and we spent weekends at the lake, and we fished, and we went to dude ranches, and went and saw the ocean, and we just did stuff. So I'll never have that wish I'd spent more time with my kids. Spent a lot of time with my kids and wouldn't do it any other way. Now, when kids come home with an assignment, you have to help them with it, especially if it's something like writing a poem. What you do is you make them feel like they helped write it, when in reality, you did it all. It's just like that science project. You might have said to them, hand me the glue. Okay, that's their helping with the science project. Give me the tape. Well, they helped. So in the case of a poem, what you do is, like, let's say you have a line where it says, well, I put the thing up on my knee. And my friend came over and said, let me, and just act like you're stuck. And then your kid will go, see, let me see. You go, that's it, that's the word I was looking for. Friend came over and said, let me see. Put the thing up on my knee, came over and said, let me see. And they think they're into it. So now you've both done it together. So that's kind of how we wrote this this poem. Bruce, do you have any creepy, just kind of storytelling, creepy music over there? Let's see what Bruce comes up with. Called Oh, What Could It Be? It's the only thing, I guess, that I've ever written that I can actually say I wrote. That most of the stuff I've done in my life, radio programs or anything else, they're mediocre at best. I got to tell you, I think this might, this could have been turned into a greeting card or something. Maybe not. Maybe I'm delusional. It was just my friend and me out to trick or treat, you see, when something slimy fell on me. Oh, what could it be? Was it blood or was it guts? Maybe I was going nuts. It was weird. No ifs or buts. Oh, what could it be? I tried to shower off that slime, and then it came a second time. Up the shower wall it climbed. Oh, what could it be? It was fast, too fast to chase. It flew all around the place, out the door without a trace. Oh, what could it be? We went outside. Where did it go? We looked up and saw a UFO. It landed on the patio. Oh, what could it be? A little man with a great big head stepped out and said, my name is Ed. Feed me soon or I'll be dead. Oh, what could it be? We gave him chicken. We gave him roast, apple pie, and old stale toast, a dozen eggs. He ate the most. Oh, what could it be? He said, your food on Earth is good. I'd stay longer if I could. Where I'm from, we just eat wood. Oh, what could it be? He turned and said, I have to go. Then got back in that UFO. I guess that we will never know. Oh, what could it be?
Hey. Yeah. Listen to the crowd.
They loved it. There you have it. An original. Got an A+, I'll tell you that. And when you do something with your kids and they come home and you see the A+, honest to goodness, it feels like you got an A+. That's the A+ I never could get when I was in school. So I got it then. So there you have it. Maybe one of these days I'll sit down and see if I can do like another, just start from scratch and do another. Did you ever do anything in school, Peon, that to this day you would pull it out and go, this is a great thing I did, or this really, anything? Did you make anything? I could never do science project stuff because there's always that kid whose dad was a welder or something.
My
you know.
Dad helped me with mine.
Yeah, and his dad was
awesome.
A painter and a carpenter, and he'd come to school with this thing you know the kid didn't make.
Yeah, there were some poems that I did. I can't remember them offhand, but...
were they as good as the writings you brought in from school?
Well, yes, Michael because Jackson. I had been I was older at the time.
You got to bring one of your poems in one day.
Yeah, I'll see if I can find anything.
Hey, do we have these callers? Are they still on the phone here?
Bob's there.
Bob's here. Let's talk to Bob before we break and go to Bill. Hello, Bob.
Hey, I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. You were talking about drive-in movies.
Yeah.
My first drive-in movie with a girl, okay, 17 years old, we're going to see the movie Last of the Red Hot Lovers.
Ooh.
Wow.
No, it was a comedy.
Yeah.
But you know what happened?
No.
Nothing.
Oh, man, what a bummer.
All the action was on the screen?
All the action was on the screen. Absolutely nothing.
So you happened to get a chick who actually wanted to see a movie at the drive-in.
She's the one that suggested it. And
oh,
I'm thinking,
man.
This is great.
Green light.
The Red Hot Lovers. Didn't know anything about it, but I figured it had to be good. Absolutely nothing.
What a bummer.
So... The more, it just goes to prove it doesn't always happen. Yeah.
You're probably,
you want it to
you know
happen.
What, and that's the kind of thing that you're probably scarred for life. You probably have psychological damage from that.
It's 50 years later, and I still remember it like it was last night.
Well, I'm oh, sorry, man. I hope you finally someday, I hope you get closure on this thing.
Me too.
Go to
thank
counseling.
You.
Thank you, Bob. I went to a drive-in one time, and I can tell you the movie. It was a movie called A Man for All Seasons. The kind of movie I would never go see. Some piece of crap Hamlet thing or something. And I'll never forget this. The girl had on a perfume, and for a long time I remembered the name of it, and I'm not sure I remember it now. I think it was called Intimate by Revlon or something. It was the most nauseating, disgusting stuff. I got sick. I started to kind of make out with her, and I just couldn't stand the smell of her.
Mm.
And I had to say, I said, we have to leave. And what are you going to say when she says,
what's wrong?
What's wrong? And I said, I can't stand the smell of that perfume. That was the wrong thing to say. You know, now I realize I should have said I must have eaten
dude,
something.
You stink.
Yeah, I must have said I ate something bad. But
maybe
I essentially, in so many words, said you stink so bad. I'm gagging. I'm getting sick from that stinking perfume you're wearing. And I never saw her again. I mean, that was the end of everything. She never spoke to me again, never called.
Good reasons.
And if she's going to keep wearing that stinking crap, I wouldn't want to see her anyway. It's the only time in my life that a perfume has made me want to throw up. It was so horrible. Now, on the other hand, there was a perfume that I smelled on someone one time. It wasn't my wife.
Oh, it drives you crazy.
It was Shalimar. And I made the mistake of coming home and saying to my wife, hey, have you ever had any Shalimar? Would you? First thing she says, who wears it?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Who is it that wears Shalimar? And that, by the way, will absolutely, you
vault
are guaranteed she will never wear Shalimar.
Yep.
Never. But there were two women that I've worked with that wore Shalimar. And, man, I can spot that from a block away. It's like a vanilla thing. Some good stuff. Bill Cleveland's on the way if I get through and get finished in time. If not, he'll be on after the Playhouse. Mark Rudin and Jason Becker are with Stiefel Nicholas. And, Dan, can you ask Bill if he can go after the Playhouse?
Yes.
And just butt in and let me know, because I want to tell a story about little Mark Rudin. I don't know the story of little Jason Becker as a child, but I heard the story about Mark Rudin. And as a little child... he would go out trick-or-treating and get candy. And then he would sell his candy to other children who didn't have much candy in their bags, but he sold it to them for
half. Yes, he can.
He can. Okay, good. He'd sell it to them for half what it normally would have cost them. So it's a good deal for the little kid that didn't have a lot of candy, but little Marky Reardon, that's what they called him, converted his candy into cash. So at the end of the night, he'd come home with no candy, and his parents were always concerned. Our poor little son, he doesn't have any candy. What he didn't tell him was he sold his candy. And every Halloween, little Marky Reardon would take that money and he'd put it away into a bank. And every Halloween, he would have something like $12, $13 worth of candy.
Wow.
By the time he was 12 years old, he had $7 million.
Whoa.
That's a true story. True story. See, you never know. Some people just have a natural... All right, the number might not be exactly right, but some people just have a natural knack and ability to hang on to money, to turn money into more money. That's what they're going to try to do for you. That's what they're going to... They're going to give you their best advice as to what to do with your $25,000 or more. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. I'll try to get the little Jason Becker story one day. See what his little Halloween childhood was like. But I will tell you what your future will be like, probably, if you don't have a plan, if you don't have some kind, not very bright, pretty bleak. Ask all the people who are 50, 60 years old, and they couldn't pull $10,000 together if they had to. It's all about planning and preparing. They'd love to have a chance to sit down and help you with that. If you have $25,000 or more, go to markandjason.com.
Next time on the Carney Show.
Hey, crew, Carney here. Join us for the Friday edition. Sure, we'll play some games, bribe you with prizes, take you to the movies with Tom O'Keefe. Also, Chris Hardwick, who gave us Talking Bad and Talking Dead, following a couple of your favorite TV shows, will be with us as well. A chat with Sandy Miller from Fox 2, and that's a show. See you then.
The Carney Show, weekdays from 1 p.m. till 3 on the Big 550 KTRS, live and local.
If you're currently paying for a Medicare supplement and Part D prescription coverage, you're paying way too much. Open enrollment gives you a chance for a do-over. This is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. Our clients are saving thousands of dollars, and they're still seeing their own doctors. It's not a secret. It's about knowing your options. Let's do it right this open enrollment. Call me at 314-863-0008. 314-863-0008.
KTRS St. Louis,
live and local.
Depend on it.